This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Testing. How are we doing? Are you feeling well? If not, perhaps you've come to the right place. Well, I've come to the right place. How about we work on your health and well-being as a general pursuit? All of us like to know that we have a doctor we can trust, and here's a man you can. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with a focus on all the research that's being done. Ken prides himself and does such a great job at understanding all these things that are published every week in the journals with things that most people, when they read them, what is this all about? So Ken boils it all down so we can understand. He's a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. You can go down and see him any old time. He's there morning, noon, and night. Just drop in someday and say, hey, Ken, I got this ache and this pain in my heart over here. Okay, what are we going to do to fix it up? All right, so let's talk. As long as we are in this whole area of cardiology as Ken's specialty, let's get with some of the important heart news, because I know you study that with great abandon. The heart attack risk. If you're an e-cigarette user, no matter what your age, Ken, do people need to be listening? Does it make a difference what the age factor is here?
This doesn't matter whether you're 0 or 110. Yeah. This is a very important study. This is this comes out of where I trained as a cardiologist in the University of California, San Francisco. Really? Excellent study published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. You're always asking me about the safety of these e-cigarettes, and I think this is important answer regarding that question. So if e-cigarette users vape every day, Doug, the results of this big study is they nearly double the risk of having a heart attack. Also,
why? What's in this stuff that makes you so vulnerable?
This study doesn't get down to that detail. You know, that's for future research. This is just looking at its ultimate effect on people. And it must be something in it, and stay tuned, and they're working on it furiously, I know, but it's not yet been all uncovered. But what's also important is that the dual use of e-cigarettes and conventional cigarettes appears to be more dangerous than using either product alone. It increases the odds of a heart attack by 4.6 times. So they compound. It's not 1 in 1 is 2. 1 in 1 is 5. So these things are not a good alternative to stopping cigarettes. And, you know, the advertisement of these things to youngsters is just not a very
good
idea.
Well, how are they being are they advertising through sources that
in the stores? Walk into the stores, you see billboards for these things.
Wow. So, and what do you suppose a parent thinks if he or she sees one of their children, first of all, smoking? What
well,
a parents
well, when
think
these
about?
Came out initially, there was a thought that this might be a safe alternative or bridge to getting off the cigarettes.
Right. Yeah,
and but I think what we've learned is they're not. And so initial
so
impressions
die hard.
So
how did we get sober? A bill of goods. Here's this whole business about testing and the FDA. You can't do this and you can't do that without proper testing. So these things were tested. Is this not?
I don't think, well, these are not prescription drugs, so the FDA really doesn't have a big role in this.
Huh. Well, they get themselves in all kinds of other, they mess around with all kinds of other things. Why don't they mess around in this area, one would wonder?
You'll have to call your senator.
Yeah. And I get no response, thank you very much, from Pocahontas. No, she's not going to be calling me back. All right, next up. high blood pressure. There is something here that is fishy about the research that suggests that you would have higher blood pressure if you are cooler. I don't get that at all.
Well, let's...
I would think it would be the other way around. All this heat that we're experiencing on the East Coast, like where I am today...
Let me put this in perspective.
We have 104 degrees, the combined heat and the humidity. Wow.
Let me put this in perspective, because this is not discussing outdoor temperature, which you're entirely correct about. This study, published this week in the medical journal Hypertension, Doug, deals with indoor temperature. So what they discovered is that cool indoor temperatures have been tied to high blood pressure, and it appears that in winter, homes should be kept above 70 degrees to help lower blood pressure.
So I keep my bedroom, well, I'm not here that much in the wintertime, but when I am home on the farm, I usually keep things about 64. You're telling me that's bad for me?
That?
I always thought sleeping in cool was supposed to be better for you.
Well, the results of this study is that your blood pressure would be even lower, you're blessed with good blood pressure, but your blood pressure for those who are on the borderline, and there are many, or have high blood pressure, you just want to make sure that house, and again, this is individualized care. Medicine needs to be individualized.
Well,
you don't have a blood pressure issue, Doug, but there are so many people, 80% of Americans eventually have a blood pressure issue. You want to... you're going to do all the things, avoid salt, stress, get down to ideal body weight, get into an exercise program when the doctor tells you, limit alcohol. And the one other thing you want to think about in the winter is make sure the temperature inside the house is above 70.
I'm not buying this. I'll argue this one.
No, but this is not you. This is for people who have high blood pressure.
But I think people don't sleep well in 70-degree temperature. I don't think it's good for their bodies from anything I've heard before. The cooler it is, the better it is. You rest better.
All right.
If it's hot in the room, you sweat.
70s for most is not very hot. You know, 74, 75.
What's the temperature of your bedroom?
In which season?
Now.
Now, I'm okay. I keep it at 76, 77 in the
summer.
But
it's air-conditioned air.
Yeah, 77.
Down there. Yeah. In the wintertime, what's the temperature?
73.
Really?
Yeah.
Glad I don't sleep with you. All right.
That wouldn't be fun.
For a lot of reasons. I don't believe I just said that. Okay, next. Here we go with another heart focus. This is about the time of year. This is this week and Christmas week and 4th of July week are the most vacationed weeks during the year. Good for your heart, apparently, yeah?
Exactly. There's been a lot of front page news this week about the heart because annually there's a big meeting in Europe called the European Society of Cardiology annual meeting. This week it took place in Munich. So if you've been enjoying a lot of time off this summer, all that vacationing might lengthen your life, according to this report. In men at higher than average risk for heart disease, who were counseled about living a healthy heart lifestyle, those who took only 3 weeks or less of vacation time each year, they were 37% more likely to die compared to those who took more than 3 weeks off a year. This is all about the value of stress reduction when you're at risk for heart disease. So again, these were people who were on the front end at moderate to high risk of having a heart attack. They had risk factors, high blood pressure, cholesterol, they were overweight smokers, a family history, and then they were counseled on getting the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the weight down. And then those who took a lot more vacation, more than 3 weeks, lived longer than those who took less than 3 weeks. And again, I think this is all about stress reduction and how we're learning how important lowering mental stress is for keeping you on planet Earth the longest.
One of the things that the Europeans are known for is the lack of work.
They love to vacation, yes.
The French only work 32 hours a week, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
The Germans,
in Scandinavia, in some of the Scandinavian countries, it's outlawed to work more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah, right. So, in this circumstance, I mean, I just started taking vacations. For 30 years, I didn't take a vacation. I didn't think I needed it because there was such variety in what I did in my life, and that's still the case. But this This year will mark the third year I take a week or 10 days off
but
to go
again,
on
you
a retreat.
You personally, Doug, do not fit in this study because these are men who were on the front end at high risk of heart disease.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't have all those risk
I'm
factors.
I'm not there. Right. All right. In a moment.
So get back to work.
Yes. All right. So I want to talk with you in a minute about aspirin. There's more conflicting information on aspirins that I want to get to with you.
And we're going to untangle that conflict.
All right. In a moment. 16 past the hour. Good day. Health Dr. Ken, Dr. Doug. We've both been on the radio for a long time. We have a very interesting relationship with our audience in that people listen to what we talk about and they take note of it. Thus, people ask me to talk about certain products. And the product in focus right now is Power Swabs. The Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips or trays. Ken and I have talked about this product for off and on for years. If you drink a lot of coffee, tea, red wine, not good for you. Well, I guess coffee's all right for you these days. I guess all those are good for you, in a manner of speaking, but not good for your teeth, because they stain your teeth. So if you want to get rid of the stains, best thing to do is to use Power Swabs. And the best way to get the Power Swabs is to call 800-208-1797 and to tell them you heard about it from Doug Steffen. Power Swabs, 5 minutes. It's really pretty interesting. You take a tube, they send you five tubes, you snap the tube, you take the swab out, it's a Q-tip, and it has this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. Put it on, removes the stains, and starts your teeth looking better. In 5-6 minutes, you'll look a whole lot better, and you'll feel different. You can look at your smile and say, wow, that's good, that's nice. I'm not ashamed for people to see my teeth anymore. So you want to work on cleaning up safely your teeth in 5 minutes, get rid of the stains with Power Swabs. Power Swabs works also on natural teeth, caps, veneers, that sort of thing. So try it by calling 800-208-1797. I do that slowly because people say I talk too quickly and they don't get the number. 800-208-1797 for cleaner teeth with Power Swabs.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Well, let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss.
I'm David Hall. founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's get back to our Good Day Health Overview. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through all of the research that Ken has done this past week to help him in his practice and also to help you understand what's going on. He's a cardiologist, so a lot of specialty focus on hearts and heart disease and stuff. So I'm really bewildered by this. Some study out this week suggests that aspirins don't reduce the risk of a first heart attack. What the hell? We've been told for years, decades, take an aspirin, because it'll help you not only after, but before. So why now the change?
Okay, well, there's no change. This is a little confusing. Again, grabbing headlines, reading the newspaper can be confusing. So let me untangle this. There's what we call in cardiology primary prevention versus secondary prevention. Not to get too deep into the weeds, but you have to break it down whether we're trying to prevent the first heart attack and stroke or the second or more heart attack and stroke. And we know without any doubt, if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, that taking just a low dose, a baby 81 milligram single dose of aspirin per day prevents the second heart attack or stroke. That's where there's no controversy. But where there has been controversy is whether it's helpful to take daily aspirin to prevent the first episode, the first stroke, the first heart attack.
Yeah.
And that's what this particular report in Munich, Germany, the European Society of Cardiology this week reported on primary prevention, preventing the first. But things have changed since decades ago when we first started talking about this, because now so many people, even though you don't particularly a fan of them, Doug, are on statins. So many people who have yet to have their first heart attack or stroke are on statin drugs, and statin drugs are remarkably effective at preventing the first heart attack or stroke. And I think the reason why they didn't see a lot of benefit in this study was because so many of the patients are already on statins. And that's why results change, because you're dealing with people change, and what we do for them changes. And the other important thing is you have to look at individuals. You have to deal with this not in the whole population, because in the whole population, the risk of the baby aspirin, and there is some, of bleeding in the stomach or intestines, outweighed the benefit of primary prevention. But that's looking at the whole population. You know, medicine is personal. It deals with one doctor and one patient. So you have to individualize this. So you have to look at each person. So someone like you, who doesn't have a lot of risk factors for heart disease, you know, we might not use that aspirin to prevent the first one, although you're not on a statin, so that has to be figured in also. But the person who has a ton of risk factors, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a lot of stress, they're obese, they're smokers, family history, they're high cholesterol, and they haven't had a heart attack, and they may even, you know, they may even have some coronary disease or maybe not, but nevertheless, they have all these risk factors, and that's what's important. I may want to put that person on a single baby aspirin day and very carefully watch their GI tract, because that's the person who will get some benefit. So you have to interpret this report. It's a population study looking at all different risk factor profiles, and you can't use it to individualize and make a generalized comment. You have to individualize the care for each patient.
All right, well, but I think sometimes when people see this sort of thing, they are misled.
Oh, yeah, reading the front page of the newspaper and taking that to use for your own care, or going to Dr. Google, can be, you can kill yourself.
Dr. Google. That's not like listening to Dr. Doug. Google doesn't have a license either, though, by the way. But they have lots of, they have a lot of info.
But don't pull your own teeth. This is complicated stuff.
Alcohol consumption is our next focus when we continue with Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world is remembering the late war hero, Senator John McCain. House Speaker Paul Ryan at Friday's tribute to McCain at the Capitol Rotunda.
This is one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced.
His casket is now being taken to the Vietnam Memorial and the National Cathedral. Among the tributes for the late senator at the Washington National Cathedral will be honors by his family, including daughters Megan and Sydney. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will offer tributes along with other notable people, including McCain's friend and former Senator Joe Lieberman. Also, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. McCain will be buried on Sunday in a private service at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Now it's time for us to doctor up ourselves again, continuing in that vein with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Should you ever have the need, if you ever have an itch that needs to be scratched, you know what I mean, informationally, diagnostically, whatever, call Dr. Ken. Call his office, 352-735-1400, okay? That's the number for Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. He's got a staff, a large staff of people who are dedicated to, I don't think, as a matter of fact, don't think about it. You don't have any men on your staff. They're all women, right? You're the only guy in the joint.
At the moment, there have been, but at the
have
moment,
there? I don't remember. Oh, I remember you had a physician's assistant a few years
we've
ago.
We've had a number. Yeah. We've had some technicians.
But women are better at dealing with this stuff. I don't mean to sound sexist, but I think they're better at the kind of tasks that you have them doing than men in general. It's more, it's sweeter, kinder, nicer. I'm sure that's a sexist remark from the...
I'm not going to go near that one.
Hi, right, Dr. Ken, go near him. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Okay. So, alcohol consumption, and this is like the aspirin conversation we had a few minutes ago. It's up, down, sideways. Some days it's good to drink, have a glass of wine. Some days it's not, apparently, and it depends. So, we're back to that individual. That's why some of these carte blanche statements, if you look at the headline, oh, maybe I better not take any aspirin anymore. Oh, nope, can't drink any alcohol anymore. All right, so what's that story?
Hey, we're making progress. That's exactly right, Doug. I'm impressed. And this is more...
I do listen.
Exactly. This is more front page newspaper headlines that can make you go crazy if you don't get into some of the details. And this was published this week in a very respected Lancet medical journal. With moderate alcohol consumption, there appears to be decreased heart disease, but increase rates of cancer. That's the headline from this study, and they seem to offset, and the net result is that there's no benefit and maybe a little extra death from drinking alcohol. But this new Lancet study includes a meta-analysis of many other studies, rolling them into one, looking at all kinds of health conditions in all kinds of populations in 195 countries, consuming all kinds of alcohol at various rates. So that makes this very complex data to interpret. The study found that one drink a day can be protective against diabetes and ischemic heart disease, but it also is associated with a higher rate of tuberculosis. But to put all this in perspective, let's do that. Even taken at the global scale, the harm associated with a single daily serving of alcohol was tiny, almost zero, so not everyone needs to worry. And I think only if you're going to drink occasionally, I think it's okay. The only person that really needs to worry is the person who has a high risk of cancer. You know, there's a cancer gene in their family. There's a lot of cancer because the alcohol at any level does a little bit increase the risk of cancer, but at a little level, it does lower the risk of heart disease. And you have to know for you, individualized, which is going to be more important.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, a lot of conflicts. Know your body, know yourself, know your own health. And you got to answer. You're the person who knows. You're the person who benefits. Don't be waiting for Ken to, you know, it's not up to him. It's up to him to figure out how something may be going on in your body and what to do about it, but it's not up to him to.
The takeaway when you read this headline is that, yeah, you don't have to absolutely stop drinking immediately. You can occasionally, you know, in moderation, enjoy alcoholic beverage, but just do it not excessively.
All right. So there's that story. Nothing to excess. Let's talk about what happens. This coronary coronary. I forget what the CTA stands for. It's the machine, right?
Oh, this is the CTA, the CT angiography of the heart. This was actually a non-invasive procedure that we pioneered in our practice back in 2004 after Johns Hopkins validated this as an effective, non-invasive way to image the circulation to the heart. And it has taken a bit of a while to get overwhelming acceptance of this procedure, but I think only Dr. Rip Van Winkle now has a problem with this procedure. And really the news this week at the European Society of Cardiology was incredible validation of this procedure because for a long time...
That you started.
Well, I don't want to take too much credit.
Why? You did it. Why? Take credit.
Well,
you did
it.
You started it.
Yes, it's nice to know when you were on the right track early on, and we clearly were. And this European Society of Cardiology large report this week finally gave the last bit of evidence that people need to finally be convinced of anything, and that's outlook, that you're actually lowering the risk of death and more what we call morbidity, future illness. And this study looked at outlook, prognosis, that actually using the CT angiography, the non-invasive way to image the coronaries, does in fact impact the future and lower the risk of future events and future illness, and it's just a really good procedure in the right person.
Well, when I was reading, or maybe reading between the lines or over-interpreting, this use of this process in this specific instance reduces the congenital heart disease problems that a youngster might have. Is this something that could be when you got a hole in your heart? Can you detect that using this process when the baby's in the womb, or you got to wait till the baby's born?
Well, let me make one other comment about what I was saying and then go on to this big debate about which should be the first procedure that should be used to diagnose coronary disease. And this European Society of Cardiology report came down highly in favor of going not to stress testing, but to going to CT angiography first in the patient with stable symptoms suggestive of coronary disease. And that's going to be, that's an amazing statement, and the insurers are going to have to catch up to this, because most insurers approve this procedure, but only after a stress test. But that's it for another story. You're asking now about the use of this in congenital heart disease. The big use of CT angiography of the heart is in diagnosing congenital coronary artery disease. These are the kids who, incredibly sadly, on the athletic field, suddenly drop dead, and it's usually due to either an overly thickened heart muscle, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or due to a congenital coronary artery disease where the circulation is just put together during development, during embryology, incorrectly, and the vessels, the bigger vessels of the heart, crimp these circulation tubes, bringing the blood to the heart. And this is hard to diagnose, and the CT angiography is especially effective for diagnosing congenital coronary artery disease.
All right, so good to know. Should you be tested for this if that's a problem in your family and you're worried about it being a problem with your offspring? If you have some problem with this historically in your family, should you be automatically doing this?
Well, there's few automatics, and this has to be, again, assessed on a case-by-case basis. Clearly, if there's a family history of this, you have to start thinking and talking to the immediate relatives of that individual, the children of that individual, and make a decision on an individual basis. But youngsters who are having symptoms suggestive of inadequate blood flow to the heart, especially if they want to think about participating in sports, those are definitely people that we have to think about whether we should look at. But this really has to be done on a case-by-case basis, because it does involve exposure to some radiation and contrast. So you have to really think this through, the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it for each individual.
All right, coming up, a discussion of some of the problem sexual diseases that are cropping up around our country. We'll deal with that in a matter of moments. Dr. Ken is here. I'm Doug Steffen to tell you about Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 krill oil for your joints. The bursa is supposed to lubricate all of your joints, your hips, your ankles, your knees, your arms, your elbows, whatever. And sometimes you want, as you get older, you run out. You need a supplement. That's where krill oil comes in. Really great for zoning in on your joint comfort. Cardiovascular needs addressed by having the omega-3s that are the mainstay of omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Then the CoQ10 gives you energy. All these things together, fabulous on their own. Imagine the wallop, the really good help you're going to get out of having them all at once. That's the form. Fish oil, krill oil, CoQ10 together in krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. You get a free bottle now to test it out by calling Purity at 800-355-1493. Very good for your IQ, too, having this stuff. It's good for your brain. It really is. 800-355-1493, as if you didn't believe me. I say it really is. It really is. And these people think that you're going to find that out. That's why they're offering you a free bottle of something that otherwise, I think, costs $40-$50. 800-355-1493. Call now to claim your free bottle of Omega. The omega-3s that are in omega 50 plus with CoQ10, thanks to Purity Products, at 800-355-1493. It's free. Call now and get it. Pay a little shipping. That's the whole deal. So why not make your brain and everything else in your body work better? Krill, omega 50 plus with CoQ10. I can say it 100 times. Order it now. Experience it for yourself at 800-355-1493. It's free.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
In a recent report, Unit 42, the Palo Alto Networks tech threat team, found 145 Google Play apps were infected with malicious software. That was in 2017 alone. It was the software developer who was infected and then unknowingly uploaded infected apps to the Google Play Store. So what can you do to keep safe? We asked Ryan Olson from Palo Alto Networks.
Don't install apps that aren't from Google Play. Even though these apps made their way into Google Play, the vast majority of the apps in the Play Store are in good shape.
great. The second thing is don't install just any random app. Take a look at it, see if it's well rated, and finally, look at the permissions that the app is requesting. If you are going to install a game and the permissions that it's requesting are for access to your contacts, be suspicious of why it needs that kind of access.
More at PaloAltoNetworks.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV. From the Good Day Health Desk, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on measles. There is an outbreak that's been reported in a number of states around the country. Florida is one of them. Seemingly they're having the worst time down there, but you'd think this would come in the wintertime. No. All through the summer, measles has been a problem. It's a virus that's easily spread by air droplets. When infected persons are breathing, coughing, or sneezing near you, you're likely, depending on the state of your immune system, to get sick. First symptoms, high fever, could spike, as a matter of fact, to 105 degrees, one more degree, and you're going to assume room temperature quickly. A cough, a runny nose, red watery eyes. Symptoms followed by a blotchy rash that spreads all over your body from your head to your feet. Measles potentially severe, especially with young children. Or if you have, again, a compromised immune system, you're going to be vulnerable. Majority of people who get measles are unvaccinated. This is one of the things. There are four or five things you need to get vaccinated for. All the rest of them, maybe there's a question, but getting a it's like the polio vaccine. Same thing. Get a shot for the measles. Unvaccinated individuals who are exposed to measles may be excluded for up to 21 days from public places. For example, if you got the measles, you won't be able to go to school for 3 weeks. If the workplace, if they find out you were out because you had the measles, they could keep you out as well for 30 days. So it seems to me that this is something, no matter what your age, if you have never had a measles shot, we never call them vaccines. I have a kid who called them a shot. Get the polio shot. Get the measles shot. Get the whooping cough shot. Get those shots. No matter what your age, protect yourself, as who wants to have the measles? Food for thought here on Good Day Health. All right, one of the things that you might keep in mind if you don't get to all the information that we pass along every time we're together on the air live is the podcast of Good Day Health. The best way to stop smoking is the feature right now. If you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, gooddayhealthshow.com, you can listen to the podcast. They're all archived. Dr. Ken presents a new way. If you're understanding what goes on in your marriage and it's hostile, you should find out what goes on to your in your heart and your system. Also, there's news about bacteria in your mouth in this podcast and what it may do to your lungs. Do you know about phantom odor perception? There are new brain stimulation devices that can help with OCD and depression. That's all part of the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Benefits of breastfeeding, reducing your risk of stroke after menopause. A lot of bad news about e-cigarettes. We seem to have something there every week. So check it all out at GoodDayHealthShow.com, the weekly podcast from Dr. Ken. So the rates of syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia climbing in the U.S. They've been climbing in the last 4 or 5 years. 2.5 million cases of these sexually transmitted diseases diagnosed last year. This is done all through sexual contact, right? You'd have thought people would be smart enough to avoid this. The problem is getting worse, though. Why, do you think?
I think people are doing less protective sex. I think that people are just using less condoms.
So it's pretty simple, right? I mean, use the... So and women protecting themselves with oils and creams and that sort of thing doesn't do it.
This and I think all. Also that there's just being less diagnosis, either people not going to the doctors and regularly getting checked, or whether the doctor's not being aggressive enough to check him.
Why would that be, though? Why are they not under the circumstances?
Cost.
The cost to the patient?
Yeah, right, the and then time for the doctor.
Uh-huh. So, all right, well, protection seems to be the rule under the law, the common sense law, if you will. Common sense is what prevails here.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now 53 past the hour, our focus on your health and well-being in a good way. Dr. Ken Kronaus continues to serve us in that role, brought to us by Life Change Tea. So a lot of people are talking Ken. Ken, by the way, a noted cardiologist serving you and others through his clinic in Florida. So the reason that Senator McCain is not with us this week, as he was last week, is complex. Would you explain, please, what happened, whether this was a result of his exposure to the sun or maybe some of the other things he was exposed to while he was in prison in Vietnam, or is it something else? What is this? I can't even pronounce it. What is it called?
Glioblastoma.
All right. So what's the story?
Glioblastoma, Doug, this is an aggressive type of cancer that can occur in the brain or spinal cord. Glioblastoma, it forms in cells that are called astrocytes that support nerve cells. And that's why it's so hard to treat, because it just meshes in with the rest of the real brain cells. And it's hard to just tweeze it out and selectively get rid of it, because it winds itself into these supportive cells, astrocytes, in the brain and spinal cord.
Very invasive, then. Invasive.
Exactly. And very difficult to selectively get out without destroying the healthy brain cells. Glioblastomas, they can occur at any age, but tend to occur more often in older adults. It can cause worsening headaches, nausea, vomiting, and seizures. Glioblastoma can be very difficult to treat, and a cure is often not possible. Treatments, they may slow progression of the cancer and reduce signs and symptoms. The usual treatments are surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy, the usual therapies for cancer. Immunotherapy is only experimental and not yet ready for prime time, but hopefully that's the future. Senator McCain, his course, was diagnosed with the disease in July of 2017 and succumbed to it 13 months later. The usual course is about 12 months. He got an extra month. The same type of cancer had previously taken the lives of Beau Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, in 2015, and Senator Edward Kennedy in 2009. Fortunately, this is not a terribly common disease. More than 12,000 new cases of the disease are diagnosed each year in America. It is a little surprising that so many senators are getting this, and I think if one more does, you're going to have an enormous...
You start wondering about the building that they're in down there.
Something. Yeah. But we're wondering about how to prevent this. We really don't know the risk factors for this. We really don't know how to prevent this horrible disease. More research is needed. And, you know, is there radiation exposure where they all are? Is there something? It certainly raises some concern.
Mm. So, in terms of whether some of the new therapy is usable, he would probably be, because of his notoriety, somebody who would get the best treatment.
Absolutely, and that points out, exactly, he got the cutting edge, best treatment Mayo Clinic could possibly offer, and he got only an extra month.
Yeah. I had a friend who died recently of a very insidious, invasive form of Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it really, or non-Hodgkin's, which is the more serious? I never can remember. It's non-Hodgkin's, I think, isn't it? That's the most serious.
Exactly.
And he was on, because of his position in the state, he had access to treatment that only five or six other people were getting. And the good part was that it killed the cancer cells, but the bad part was they didn't know it because it hadn't been really tested enough. It killed the brain cells, and that's what killed him. His brain got eaten away, and he became... You
can't worry about this. Fortunately, 12,000 in how many millions of Americans there are. So this is very rare. And just live a healthy life and live a healthy lifestyle, and we'll talk more.
All right. Your body's defense, your primary defense to keep yourself healthy is in your gut. If you're not taking care of your gut, then you're asking for it, more or less, because the food is so different today. It's not processed, or what used to be not processed, but now it is. Food used to be free of pesticides. Now it's not. Food used to be nourishing. Now it's not. So with all of these things that are getting literally stuck in your system, and if you're spending too much time in the bathroom trying to clean things out in the Oompa-Pa department, perhaps it's time for you to change over to Life Change Tea. Get on the bandwagon. Clean out your colon. Clean out your gut. Clean out your stomach. Go to GetTheTea.com and order this fabulous way to cleanse your body. Get rid of the intruders. Constipation, if you have digestional issues. Life Change Tea is all natural, all organic. All the teas are grown in America. So put it all together and do yourself a favor. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't get it anywhere else. Clean out your liver, your kidneys. Everybody benefits on Get the Tea. GetTheTea.com. No fillers. Use the code DJV.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.